USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Nobody should be anxious. We have to get it right.
President Trump pulls the plug on the June 12th meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying he wants to wait to see if Kim can engage in constructive dialogue. This comes after a statement from North Korea calling Vice President Mike Pence a political dummy. North Korea threatening time and time again to cancel the upcoming summit, but now that the president's done that, North Korea says they want to meet. Uber is in the news again. Tim Berg explains.
An Uber car involved in a deadly crash in Arizona wasn't designed to automatically brake in case of an emergency. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The self-driving car, which was being tested on a public road with a human operator, struck and killed a pedestrian who was illegally crossing the street in March. Uber also said on Wednesday that they're closing down their self-driving vehicle program in the state. I'm Tim Berg.
And Harvey Weinstein expected to surrender to authorities or be arrested on charges of sexual assault. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Nobody should be anxious. We have to get it right.
President Trump pulls the plug on the June 12th meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying he wants to wait to see if Kim can engage in constructive dialogue. This comes after a statement from North Korea calling Vice President Mike Pence a political dummy. North Korea threatening time and time again to cancel the upcoming summit, but now that the president's done that, North Korea says they want to meet. Uber is in the news again. Tim Berg explains.
An Uber car involved in a deadly crash in Arizona wasn't designed to automatically brake in case of an emergency. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The self-driving car, which was being tested on a public road with a human operator, struck and killed a pedestrian who was illegally crossing the street in March. Uber also said on Wednesday that they're closing down their self-driving vehicle program in the state. I'm Tim Berg.
And Harvey Weinstein expected to surrender to authorities or be arrested on charges of sexual assault. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The driver of a school bus that crashed in New Jersey last week charged with vehicular homicide. Huddy Muldrow was transporting 44 passengers from a middle school in Paramus when his bus collided with a dump truck on I-80 in Mount Olive, the passenger compartment of the bus separating from the remainder. Among those killed, a 10-year-old student and 51-year-old longtime teacher. France's Emmanuel Macron expected to ask Russia's Vladimir Putin to help de-escalate tensions in the Middle East as leaders meet to salvage the nuclear deal with Iran that the United States withdrew from last week. Macron's going to urge Mr. Putin to support his plan for negotiating a more comprehensive agreement with Tehran than the one struck under the Obama administration in 2015. Apple dealing with design defects in its iPhone 6 and 6 Plus models. A tech publication says they're undergoing intense litigation about an issue known as touch disease caused by iPhone bending. Release court documents say Apple allegedly knew the models were between 3.3 and 7.2 times more likely to bend than its predecessor. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A federal judge issues a ruling concerning the president's Twitter account. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
If President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. It's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. And therefore, the judge said their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights.